You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about an old, unique family heirloom.
Many people preserve their genealogy through family trees, mapping the branches and roots out on paper. Hee-Won Lim brings us the story of a unique geological work of art, a Norwegian plaque. It's part of the Wisconsin 101 collection, which tells the history of the state through objects.
In 1879, Hans Gunther Magelsen of Norway commissioned a jeweler in Oslo to create a gift for his granddaughter-in-law, Sarah Magelsen. The gift was a round wooden plaque inset with a 5-øre coin, the equivalent of a nickel. Surrounding the coin are 18 circles of names and important dates chronicling the Magelsen family genealogy. The dates note births, marriages, and when people emigrated to the United States. Dana Kelly is the executive director at the Norwegian American Genealogical Center and Nazeth Library. She says this plate is a one-of-a-kind genealogical artifact.
The things that they brought with them were pretty utilitarian, but to have just an artistic object like this was pretty unusual.
Kelly says the center sees other genealogical objects, such as trunks with names painted inside the lid or family Bibles, where a family has several generations of baptisms and marriages recorded.
But obviously a Bible's not created just for genealogy. It's meant to be a book. So this is unique in that respect, that it was created specifically for genealogy to tell the family's history.
Certain names on the plate are underlined over and over, which was a practice used in church records back in Norway. The Magelsens had ministers in the family tree, so they likely carried on this practice for generations.
You know, I baptized so-and-so's daughter, you know, Kari. He would underline Kari's name because that was the important part. That was the child being baptized. But it does kind of look like they're doing that here, underlining the person's name to accentuate who's the important person on this line. So they're keeping with that custom.
The plate begins with a different Hans Gunther Magelsen, who was born in Hamburg, Germany in 1734 and emigrated to Norway in 1756. Magelsen's German roots explain why the family has the same last name throughout the plate. Kelly says the practice of using a permanent family name was uncommon in Norway at the time.
Their social custom was not to give children the same last name as their father. If their father's name was Lars, the children would be Lars' daughter or Larsen. So seeing that they refer to themselves as the family Magelsen would indicate to me that they have a cultural outlook that isn't typically Norwegian. Perhaps they had more experience with other cultures in Europe that have that permanent family last name.
However, the family still kept some Scandinavian naming traditions. The plate features a few different names multiple times: Hans Gunther Magelsen, Sarah Magelsen, and Christian Magelsen.
Names got used over and over and over again in Norwegian families. It was very common to name a child after their grandparent. And it wasn't unusual to have more than one child in a family that had the same name.
The value of this plaque, both a carefully crafted artisanal object and a sentimental record keeper, speaks of the dedication the Magelsens had to keeping Norwegian culture and their family history alive in the upper Midwest. Sending a family heirloom to America, a faraway country, with no practical purpose, reflects the journey of the Magelsen family.
Something like this would have been something that they could display freely without having to worry about discrimination and what it might mean to cling to the old country, so to speak.
By 1870, almost 60,000 Norwegians had settled in Wisconsin, and that included members of the Magelsen family. The United States became known as Vesterheim, or the Western Home.
Hee-Won Lim brought us that story on the Norwegian Geological Plaque, which is part of the Wisconsin Historical Society's collection. It's also a part of the Wisconsin 101 Project, which tells the history of the state through objects. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.